Galah Magazine is a new player in the world of print magazines, a modern voice from the bush, started by Annabelle Hickson from her hometown in Tenterfield and now in its second year. On the weekend, the Galah Magazine beat the likes of Marie Claire, Women's Weekly and Time Out to take out the Publication of the Year Award. Joining us more to talk now, Editor-at-Large Ryan Butter. How are you going, Ryan?
Very well, Danny. Thanks for having me this morning.
Now, this Publication of the Year Award, tell us a little bit more about that.
So they're the industry awards run by Mumbrella. So that was held last week in Sydney. We travelled down from our various places in regional Australia and almost fell off our chairs when Galah was read out as the winner. As you can imagine, there's some big names we're going up against. And you know, we're a regional team. We're all based in different towns in regional New South Wales. Yeah. We see each other probably once a year. And then to go up against those big players and come out on top was a great surprise, but I think also great recognition.
Oh, my God. So how did the magazine first come about, Ryan?
So Annabelle Hickson, as you mentioned, is the founder and the dynamo, I'd describe.
Tenterfield's up there on the border of New South Wales and Queensland, isn't it?
Yeah, and Annie's probably about 30 minutes from Tenterfield, but that's Galah headquarters is Tenterfield. And it was in during the pandemic and probably early 2020. And Annie had this idea that what she was seeing in the press about regional Australia wasn't reflecting what she was seeing and what she was living and the people she knew.
Yep.
And she wanted to do something about that. And, you know, credit to her, she started a magazine. And it's proven that her vision was correct and that there is a gap there and people do want to read about themselves. People from the city do want an accurate reflection of regional Australia. And I think that's what Galah does.
Yeah, it's a cultural magazine exploring life in regional Australia and it covers stuff like arts, food, travel, design and sort of hardcore journalistic stuff there as well, like water decentralisation and community. So and what message do you think this sends to the big guys, the fact that you guys are the winners at the industry awards?
Well, I think it'll get some attention. I think what it says is that people are probably looking for a different representation. They want to see themselves. I think a lot of media and particularly advertising, et cetera, has been very aspirational, you know, what you could be. And Galah's about what is. And so you can pick up Galah, you can read stories that, you know, of people that look like you, that sound like you, that are living lives just like you.
Yep.
And we're also very democratic in terms of our content and that a lot of our submissions and a lot of the articles we print are from first-time writers, first-time photographers. We're all about telling true stories, and it doesn't matter what your experience is or where you've come from. So I think that authenticity is shining through and something that people are looking for. They want to see themselves reflected in what they read and consume.
Exactly what I was going to say. I feel that people have responded so well to Galah because they see themselves reflected in all the work that you've been doing. What have been your favourite moments working on Galah magazine?
Oh, it has to be the story we get in. And sometimes, you know, people submit and they're a bit shy or they, you know, and they'll write something that's absolutely amazing and there's that feeling of discovering, you know, discovering a new voice. So that's always pleasant. And also the feedback that we get from people, you know, just saying how much they love it and they can, you know, they can relate to something or they're gifting it to friends and they know that people will love it. So it's just those stories of joy that the magazine's bringing to people out there. And I think they haven't, you know, had that in a long time to feel that they are being seen in regional Australia, but also the people from the cities. 50% of our readership is based in cities.
Yep.
And I think they're getting a new perspective on regional Australia. And with this move that we see, you know, during the COVID pandemic of people wanting to move to the country, I think it gives them some confidence that there is another world out there that they probably haven't heard of before. And it makes them excited to come out and live in regional centres.
Oh my God, that's really amazing. I guess what sort of demographics are changing and where people are living is changing now. So it's more front of mind now what life is like there in rural and regional Australia. Where to next for Galah Magazine?
Well, it's Galah Magazine, but it's almost like a community. So our attempts are now is to keep building this community of people, like-minded people that, you know, want to read about regional Australia, want to celebrate regional Australia. So for us, you know, we can see that growing. We think we've got a lot of potential still to grow with the magazine. We're producing newsletters now as well. So that's a really easy way for people to get involved with Galah and see if it's, you know, if our style is for them, if they like it. So once a week we put out a regional roundup of news that comes out Monday mornings and people can get on galahpress.com and subscribe to that, see if they like it. And we're trying to grow that community so that we can reach more people and more people can learn about, you know, all the good things that are going on in regional Australia and Indeed. Know that it's not just bushfires and floods. You know, there's a lot of creativity, a lot of exciting things happening in regional Australia.
Exactly right. You go to sort of anywhere in regional Australia at the moment and the art is just amazing. Food is amazing. The best rugby union grand finals in the nation are being held out in rural and regional areas. And thanks so much for dropping the website address there, galahpress.com. If you do go to that website, you can find the various places that are stocking the magazine. Heaps of places in Sydney that are stocking it, all scattered throughout the city. So if you, there's nothing better than a physical copy of a magazine. It's great to sort of be able to ingest media on your mobile devices and everything like that, but nothing like having a magazine there on your coffee table.
100%, Danny, and that's what a lot of our readers tell us. It's good that they can read it in the bath, they can sit their coffee cup on it, they can pick it up when they want to, they don't feel like they've got to rush and read it before it disappears or, you know, something else is uploaded. It's there for you, people can share it, it's something physical. It's not digital, it's all physical copies, so people are really responding to that as well. Well, it's slow media, I suppose you might call it.
Oh, nothing wrong with slow media in this day and age. I think we need it now more than ever. Ryan Butter from Galah Magazine, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER. Please say good day to Annabelle and the rest of the team there. We can't wait to see what you do next, and we'll, of course, be following all of your exploits online and also on physical copies.
Thanks very much, Danny. I appreciate your time chatting.